Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
One chance meeting can completely alter someone's life. On April 8th, 1991, a young girl was born who would, after meeting a man, change drastically from the smart, studious girl that everyone knew. A meeting that would end up costing someone their life. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Our story today begins with a man named Ryan Carter Poston. Born December 30th, 1982 in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, Ryan attended a few prestigious schools, including two outside the country, and later triple majored in history, geography, and political science at Indiana University before heading off to law school at Northern Kentucky University. After completing his Juris Doctor degree at the Salmon P. Chase College of Law, Ryan moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and began work as an attorney, where, according to the sources, he helped those with limited resources. Eventually making his way back to Kentucky, in the year 2011, the 28-year-old established lawyer went onto Facebook and met 19-year-old Shayna Michelle Hubers. Born April 8, 1991, in Lexington, Kentucky, Shayna was a young girl described by most who knew her as a, quote, near genius who spent all her young life obsessing over school, took many AP classes, got A's, and graduated cum laude from the University of Kentucky in just 3 years' time. However, these friends and family members also claim that every single facet of young Shayna's life was irrevocably changed the day that she started speaking with Ryan Poston. Sources say that Shayna, a friend of Ryan's step-cousin, received his friend request in March of 2011, shortly after he stumbled upon a photo of her in a bikini. Accepting the request, the pair immediately began flirting with one another, and before long, agreed to meet up and became an official couple. The relationship, however, immediately turned volatile, with friends later stating that something felt, quote, off about the couple. The pair broke up and made up several times over the course of their 18 months together. And though Ryan seemed to enjoy dating Shayna casually, having just broken up with his long-term girlfriend, it seemed like he was starting to lose interest and tried time and time again to cut things off. He always seemed to find his way back to Shayna, however, with his friends later saying he felt, quote, duty-bound to let her down easy. It wasn't long before the relationship was considered a toxic one, but Shayna, much younger than her new boyfriend, held tight and seemed hell-bent to keep things going with Ryan and get him to settle down and begin a life with her. Basically, it seemed like the pair were in two completely different places in their lives, but Shayna, who many claimed was obsessed with Ryan, refused to let things come to an end. And Ryan, despite his reservations, always seemed to come back for one reason or another. When looking at their relationship later, investigators claimed that for every message that Ryan sent to his girlfriend, Shayna sent dozens in response, racking up, quote, 50 to 100 messages each and every single day, with Ryan stating it was, quote, restraining order level crazy to a cousin. He also claimed that the young girl showed up at his condo multiple times a day and refused to leave when he asked. Things were starting to get serious for Ryan, who once wrote to a Facebook friend that Shayna was, quote, literally probably the craziest fucking person I have ever met. And those who knew him started to worry for his safety. But on the opposite side of this story were Shayna's loved ones, who claimed that it was Ryan who was playing mind games with his younger girlfriend, and that, according to one of his neighbors, he was abusive, shamed her weight and physical appearance, and forced her to do chores around his home. Things got so bad that at some point, the young girl's deep love for her boyfriend seemed to turn into hatred. And writing to a friend, she claimed she knew Ryan only stayed in the relationship because he felt bad and admitted that when he took her to a shooting range, she said she thought about shooting him. It was against this background of he said, she said, and two vastly different sides of one story that a crime took place that would rock the city of Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. And the final dominoes all began falling when, on October 12th, 2012, Ryan Poston arranged a date, not with Shayna Hubers, but with a Miss Ohio, Audrey Bolt. Opening his door to Shayna instead of Audrey, according to the 911 call placed by his on-again, off-again girlfriend, she shot the man a total of 6 times in what she claimed was an act of self-defense at his Highland Heights condominium. Though she told the police that night during her interrogation that the relationship was abusive and that she felt like shooting Ryan was her only option, police found her actions in the immediate aftermath of the shooting bizarre enough to start to question her story. Like the fact that she waited 10 to 15 minutes to call 911, and the fact that, though they told her that they would not question her until her attorney arrived, she seemed unable to stay quiet and, in her rambling, told the officers a different story than what she told the 911 operator. Claiming first that she shot Ryan while trying to wrestle the gun away from him, she later said that she picked up the firearm from the table and, quote, shot him probably 6 times, shot him in the head. She then said that that's when he fell to the ground and began twitching. So she, quote, shot him a couple more times just to make sure he was dead, cause I didn't want to watch him die. Things then took an even darker turn when, left alone in the interrogation room, Shayna began singing Amazing Grace, danced around the room, and then wondered out loud if anyone would marry her now that she killed her boyfriend in self-defense. She was even heard saying, I'm so good at acting. And with all of that, she was arrested for murder and held on a $5 million bond. Indicted on December 20th, 2012, on January 16th, 2013, Shayna Hubers entered a plea of not guilty. And 2.5 years later, her trial finally began. With prosecutors arguing that the motive was to finally put an end to their relationship, and the defense claiming that Shayna was the victim of domestic abuse, the couple's text messages were presented to the courts, while family and friends, including Audrey Bolt and Shayna's former cellmate, were all brought in as witnesses. Carissa Carlisle, the cousin who was friends with Shayna, testified that Ryan was trying to avoid conflict with his girlfriend and read out some of the messages that she and her cousin exchanged just before his death. Also taking the stand was Ryan's stepfather, who, the day before his murder, confided in him about his fear of telling Shayna about his upcoming date with Audrey Bolt, while the former cellmate, also testifying for the prosecution, stated that Shayna bragged about killing her boyfriend and, laughing, stated that by shooting him, she gave him the nose job that he always wanted. She also claimed that the woman with near genius IQ planned on pleading insanity, but realized she was too smart. So instead, she was going to, quote, plead battered wife syndrome. To try and back these claims, the defense brought forth messages written by Ryan, saying things like, quote, there's nothing I want more than to just scorch the fucking earth and leave this entire city in a pile of burnt rubble. As well as a friend who said that he began using Adderall and Xanax to try and cope with his poor sleep and emotional turmoil. Also calling into question his gun ownership, claiming he was irresponsible and had no issue firing a gun whilst indoors, the defense chose not to bring Shayna to the stand and instead relied on the police interrogation tapes in which she remained steadfast that the shooting was in self-defense. Finally, on April 23rd, 2015, after 5 hours of deliberation, Shayna Michelle Hubers was found guilty of the murder of Ryan Poston, and the jury recommended she serve a 40-year sentence. Her lawyers immediately began arguing for a new trial, and in addition to claiming that they were not allowed to present certain evidence they claimed would prove self-defense during the trial, asked that the judge recognize their client as the victim of domestic violence, which would reduce the amount of time she was required to serve. 4 months after her conviction, Shayna was sentenced to 40 years in prison with parole eligibility after 34 years. The judge at the time declared that he did not believe she was the victim of domestic violence and considered a greater sentence during his deliberation. Following the sentence, Shayna and her team appealed the conviction and on August 25th, 2016, were granted their request and the conviction was overturned on the basis that one of the jurors concealed a felony conviction, which should have prohibited them from serving on the jury. After some delays, the second trial began on August 8th, 2018. And during this new court appearance, Shayna provided the lurid sexual details of her and Ryan's relationship, as well as asserted the claims that he was an abusive partner. After 5 hours of deliberation, the jury once again found her guilty of murder. And this time, she was sentenced to life imprisonment with the possibility of parole after 17 years behind bars. Her parole consideration will begin in the year 2032. And in the meantime, she remains behind bars in the state of Kentucky. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. And thank you to Lori Simpson for suggesting today's story. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on April 9th. Don't forget to write and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.